cruise ship Infinity has headed south for repairs. The 90,000-ton ship crashed into a Ketchikan dock Friday afternoon, damaging itself and taking out shoreside facilities. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more about the aftermath of the accident.
Here's what it sounds like when Infinity hits reality. That from a YouTube video by Maria Harvey, who is on a boat at a nearby dock. Robert Knox of Alaska Amphibious Tours was on a nearby walkway watching the Infinity try to maneuver.
At first, the bow was coming straight in, and we figured the bow was going to hit. And the pilot of the ship actually was able to get the stern turned back to where the stern actually hit the berth then instead first. The pilot did, deployed the anchor, it still didn't slow the ship down.
Rich Melvin of Aurora Tours Birds and Bears was also a witness.
I saw the whole dock system out here and the ramps that go down to the dock slide forward about 6 or 7 feet. Could have been more, but I was watching everybody else and making sure they were getting back.
And they did. Harbor Master Steve Corporon says the usual contingent for an arriving cruise ship figured out what was going on.
All of the longshoremen and ship's agent and port security personnel that were on the floating barge and the catwalk could see things going sideways soon enough that they all made it up to the berth 3 concrete dock.
The ship sustained several noticeable scrapes, as well as a puncture, all above the waterline. The hull was welded that same day, and the Celebrity Cruises vessel was cleared to leave for its final destination of Vancouver, British Columbia. Coast Guard spokesman Sean Eggert says an investigation into the incident is ongoing. Harbor Master Corporon says damage to Berth 3, one of the community's 4 cruise ship docks, totaled $2 to $3 million. He says the barge that acts as a dock and at least 2 of its 3 mooring dolphins were damaged. Witness videos also showed a catwalk knocked into the water.
For the time being, Berth 3 and the Berth 3 tender float are not usable. I don't know for how long. If I had to guess, I would say best case scenario, we could be up and running in a month.
An engineer flew in to inspect the berth Saturday. More information is due out this week. With one berth out of use, Corporon says some cruise ships will have to anchor up in Tongass Narrows and come to shore via lightering boat. Others will shift docks. Cruise line officials didn't respond to inquiries about the extent of damage, the cost of repair, or the incident's impact on later sailings. In Ketchikan, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.